The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hello and welcome to your Wednesday episode of the Arrowhead Drive. I'm Pete Sweeney. Let's start your morning with today's outlook on the Kansas City Chiefs. Here's what you need to know for Wednesday, January 26th.
Yeah, I might down the road somewhere, but you got it. I mean, right now, I mean, since last night, we were moving on to Cincinnati. I mean, it's just, you know, there's no time to wait on that. And they had an extra day there to kind of take a look at whatever two teams they thought they were going to play. So it was important that we got on it and make sure we have all the bases covered. So that's where we're, so Cincinnati.
We mentioned last week that this Chiefs and Buffalo Bills game was being talked about as the true AFC title game, and it did live up to that hype. The Chiefs and Bills combined for 25 points in the final 2 minutes of regulation. That's the largest point total in the final 2 minutes of a playoff game in NFL history. By every measure, this will go down as one of the greatest postseason games ever played in the history of the NFL. Andy Reid gave the answer we'd expect from the future Hall of Fame head coach when he said there wasn't much time for reflection because it's on to Cincinnati. So yeah, the Chiefs will now have their attention on the Bengals, who they just lost to in Week 17. Final score, 34-31. In that game, Joe Burrow outdueled Patrick Mahomes, throwing for 446 yards, including the monster game from rookie superstar Ja'Marr Chase, who set an NFL record with 266 receiving yards and 3 touchdowns. Our friends at 610 Sports Radio are reporting that the Chiefs are optimistic about Tyrann Mathieu, who currently is still in the concussion protocol, as well as cornerback Rashad Fenton, who has missed the last 2 games with a back issue. We'll see about the status of them and running back Darrell Williams in the first AFC title injury report, set to be posted later today on arrowheadpride.com. Another note here before we move on your Arrowhead Drive, congratulations to the now former executive director of player personnel of the Chiefs, Ryan Poles. After 13 seasons in Kansas City, Poles is headed to the Chicago Bears, a great opportunity. And as a result of his hiring, the Chiefs are to receive third down compensatory picks in each of the next 2 NFL drafts.
It was a crazy situation. I haven't been through a lot of those. With 13 seconds left, but I thought we managed that whole process the right way. But whether it was the timeouts, whether it was the players, where they could make some adjustments according to looks that took place, and I think it just all worked out well. The coaches being able to get the plays in. I mean, EB, I mentioned last night, has a ton of things going through his headset, and for him to be able to get everything spit out to the quarterback is a challenge, and he did a nice job with that during the most chaotic time.
After the miraculous comeback win, the Chiefs confirmed they work on end-of-game situations every single week with offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy. While they haven't been in many of those types of situations this season, the practice certainly paid off at the end of this all-important divisional round game. No one wins a game when you've got 13 seconds left to tie and send it to overtime, but this Chiefs team did just that. The amount of preparation every team in the NFL goes through on a weekly basis is lofty, and the Chiefs' talent level on top of preparation has paid off on the biggest of stages. So before we really move on to the Bengals, why don't we hear the Chiefs' game winner just one more time.
Looking to the end zone for the win! He caught it! Ball game! Chiefs to the championship game!
All right, so with that in the rearview mirror, it's time to prepare for this AFC title game, which takes place at 2 p.m. Arrowhead time this week against the Cincinnati Bengals. As we already mentioned, the Chiefs fell to this team back in Week 17, and that loss did cost them the bye week, but it didn't end up mattering because the Chiefs are hosting a home AFC championship game anyway. But if they don't lose that Week 17 game, they might be playing the Buffalo Bills this week instead. But it's the Bengals, and while they're young, they're still an outstanding up-and-coming team in the NFL. 25-year-old quarterback Joe Burrow has transformed the culture in that Bengals locker room, and you saw what Ja'Marr Chase can do to any secondary once this season. They also get this rematch coming off a game in which this secondary gave up 201 yards and four touchdowns to Gabe Davis. This defense absolutely needs its leader in Tyrann Mathieu, the Honey Badger, back on the field this week, and they could certainly use Fenton for the first time this postseason. The AFC title game is one of the biggest stages in football, and we've seen that this Chiefs team's experience and preparation mean you can never count them out of any game. They opened as a 7-point favorite, which, even at home, seems like a big number for an AFC title game, even when it is the fourth straight at Arrowhead Stadium.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's a nice guy, right? We all know that. He's a good kid. You guys deal with him all the time. But down in there, he's gritty, and he wants to get after you every opportunity he has. And most of all, he wants to be great, and he wants people around him to be great. And he has the ability at that position to do that. And he's not, you know, he's not afraid to be coached. He's not afraid to study hard. He's not afraid to work out hard, you know, go the extra mile with diet, strength training, all those things. Flexibility, he goes and tries to do it the best he possibly can. And as a result, you get what you got there. And what we've seen, we've been spoiled with this now for the last few years. He's a pretty spectacular player. And, you know, we're lucky to have him right here in Kansas City. So, you know, and to have that grit, I think that tells you a little bit about him. That's something special.
When things get grim, be the Grim Reaper. It's a quote from head coach Andy Reid that Chiefs fans will certainly remember forever. It's similar in a sense to, we have time to run wasp from the last Super Bowl championship and maybe 65 toss power trap from that original Super Bowl championship. After the performance against the Bills, there's really no way to debate that Mahomes is undoubtedly the best quarterback in the NFL, as he's off to the best start of any quarterback in NFL history in his fourth season as a starter. Burrow is another one of those AFC quarterbacks who is looking to put himself in that conversation, and he'll bring everything he has on Sunday at Arrowhead Stadium. He's certainly not short on confidence, but we'll keep putting our money here at Arrowhead Pride on that Grim Reaper.
I don't know, but I'm glad we didn't change as of last night. But I had a chance to talk with Sean afterwards, and you know, that's, I'm sure, something that they're going to look at again too. And I wouldn't be opposed to it. That's a hard thing. I mean, one team, it was great for us last night, but is it great for the game, which is the most important thing we should all be looking out for. So, it probably, you know, to make things equal, it probably needs to be able to hit both offenses, both defenses. So.
Seems like we have this conversation about this time every year in the NFL about those overtime rules. These rules worked in the Chiefs' favor in the divisional round, but against them back in the 2018 AFC title game against the Patriots. The argument is that the defense has to force a stop if they want a chance to win. We are not here today to argue these overtime rules, but we are in favor of what keeps the Chiefs season moving. The way that game was going and the way these quarterbacks were playing, I'm not sure any defense would have ever been successful. We might still be playing that game right now as we speak here on the Arrowhead Drive.
About 15 yards to have one of those long range Hail Mary kicks. Got to throw it right away, right now, someone in the middle. Down the middle. Oh, my my goodness! It's going to be a 48-yard attempt. Only 48 yards. That's what it'll be.
We wanted to highlight this key play from the contest against the Bills because you can faintly hear Patrick Mahomes screaming, "Do it, Kelce," just before the snap. Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce both confirmed after the game that he improvised that route based on a look he'd seen from the previous play. That kind of chemistry and thought process on the biggest stage in the NFL is what makes Mahomes and Kelce so one of a kind. Andy Reid has been candid over the years, saying that he lets his stars improvise at times based upon what they see on the field. Allowing players that freedom and trust were quite literally years in the making for that play. Kelce and Mahomes have the chemistry that's nearly impossible to find in any quarterback tight end combo in NFL history. We saw it on full display against those Buffalo Bills. Another thing to highlight here with Mahomes is the trust and development within the offensive system. According to Next Gen Stats, Sunday's game against the Bills was the first full game in Patrick Mahomes' career he did not attempt a deep pass of 20 air yards or more. He didn't do it the entire game. All those narratives about the NFL figuring out Mahomes can creep back into the darkness. A patient, methodical Mahomes is just as effective as the out-of-structure wizard we had been used to seeing. His growth this season, settling into taking what the defense gives him, is one of the biggest developments in the game so far in his career. It only makes him that much more dangerous when he can fully trust his weapons in the process of this Andy Reid offense. It's a pretty scary thought for the NFL. We'll see what happens this weekend in the AFC title, but that's it for the Arrowhead Drive here on Wednesday, January 26th. If you enjoy the Arrowhead Drive, please subscribe to the entire Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network, and while you're there, leave us a rating and a review. Coming up later today, we've got the Great British Chiefs Show as they take their second look at the Cincinnati Bengals. As for me, that's a wrap for now. I'm Pete Sweeney. We'll catch you next time for another edition of the Arrowhead Drive.